This level is destroying me. No! You always swoop in, save the day, and beat the level in half the time, and honestly, it drives me fucking nuts. Not jealousy, per se. It would be different if you were actually into the game. But you sit there, so blasé about the whole thing. Like, how can you not sit back and marvel at the beauty, the eloquence of it all? And the beauty of Detroit Becomes Human lies in the playability. The very essence of the game is such an individual thing. Every little interaction, every choice you make, shifts the story and the outcome. This game isn't a math equation. It's art. Well, right now, it's art that's kicking my ass. What a lovely surprise. Morgan didn't tell me you were coming over today. I thought you were staying on campus. Well, in any case, it's wonderful to see you again. You've always been such a polite girl, but I've told you, there's no need for formality here. Ellie will more than suffice. I'm going to get some dinner started if you two are interested.
I think we're going to head to Matt's later.
I thought things with Matthew had dissolved.
Mom.
Right. None of my business, I suppose. I just had hoped that after everything that he did, you both would move on.
Dude, no.
Morgan, if she wants to stay for dinner, then she's more than welcome. You are welcome in this house anytime you'd like, sweetheart. Whether Morgan is here or not, you know that.
Come on, are you fucking serious?
I think there's something you're forgetting. I haven't seen you in a year. Get yourself up and over here. I think a hug is long overdue. If you don't want to go to Matt's, you can keep me company. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Old habits die hard, I suppose. Well, as much as I appreciate you being so gracious, I don't ever want to make you uncomfortable. So, I can keep the mothering to a minimum. You both went and grew up on me. It's so good to have you back home, Angel. I'll be in the kitchen if you need anything.
You still have a crush on her, don't you? Yeah, okay, fine. You never had a crush on my mom. We'll just forget about that page in your notebook I found in 11th grade. The one with Eleanor and butterflies and heart doodles all around it. No. I remember it very clearly. You blushed and stuttered. Even tried to say it was another Ellie. Who was it? Eleanor McCurdy. Yes. Oh, God bless her and her odd obsession with Elmer's glue. You told me that, and I knew immediately it had to be my mom. It was the only thing that explained your desperation to change the subject. Well, at any rate, it's fine. You can have a crush on my mom if you want, and just keep whatever sex dreams you have to yourself. Oh, did I upset Mommy's little angel? You can flip me off all you want.
We both know the truth.
What was my daughter shouting at you about this time? Are you all right? Here, let me get you a glass of water for that throat. You poor thing. I didn't mean to startle you. Did you need something, love? Oh. Wow. Well, yes, actually. I'd love some help. Would you mind dicing some onions and bell pepper for me? This is really nice. I can't remember the last time Morgan helped me cook. I think she was maybe around 14. And it was always by force and with great trepidation. You'd think I was torturing her by the way she was carrying on. But that's my Morgan. She's not one for time in the kitchen. But if I ever need anything with my computer looked at, I know she has me covered. She was telling me about you choosing to major in English after all. I know your parents wanted you to take a more traditional route, stick to writing as a hobby. But I'm proud of you for doing what you felt was best. I think that's one of the hardest parts of being a parent. Trying to find the balance between attempting to guide you and really hearing you when you express a want or desire. Exactly. I was one of those kids who took their parents' word as gospel. Ended up in real estate, and it wasn't until recently that I found my footing as a writer again. I don't usually talk about my writing. It's still something I'm figuring out for myself. Never mind the fact the genre I've chosen isn't exactly traditional. Particularly not for someone my age. I want to. But I'm not really keen for Morgan to find out. Well, if you can keep a secret, I write erotic fiction. Nothing completely smutty. Okay, nothing that is only smutty. I write erotica in such a way that they're complete, well-rounded characters. Not just a couple of people humping madly moments after they meet. Honestly, I was reading them for years, but they never seemed to develop. The taboo was enough for me at first, but when I wanted more story elements to what I was reading, I found the source material sorely lacking. So I figured, might as well write my own. This may be overstepping the mark, but I have this new project, and I'm a bit stuck at the moment. I wonder, would you mind giving it a once-over? Are you sure? I know this is a bit odd, and I'd appreciate if you don't discuss any of this with Morgan. If she were more mature, I'd share it with her. Not the stories themselves. But I'd at least not keep it all a secret. Wonderful. You feel free to head into my office and read at your leisure. Dinner is pretty much ready, thanks to you for lending a hand. You can take a plate with you. I'll get Morgan set up and be there in a moment.
Morgan, fajitas are ready, honey. Well, I don't care what your game demands. We're eating now. So save a spot or pause it and come on.
I
Anything interesting?
I'm sorry, honey. I simply couldn't help myself. But in all seriousness, how is it?
Oh, wow. Notes from me already.
No, that's all right. It's actually more than fine. It's why I asked for your help. I remember reading some of what you were writing early in the year, and I was immediately impressed. You have such a clear voice in your writing. Of course I've read your work. Morgan called me all excited when you got a piece published in the school magazine. The short horror story about the family in the lighthouse. It was beautifully written, and I'd hoped I'd be able to trust you with this project. Get the viewpoint of someone younger, and with obvious talent. There was one part I was wanting to show you. I'm sorry. I don't know why my hand just sat there on yours. It was like time stopped. Something about the way you look at me. The way your energy shifts when we're alone. You're intoxicating. You're doing it again, Ellie. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable or feel pressured at all. You make me feel like I'm in my early 20s all over again. Fumbling over my words. Second-guessing every interaction and instinct. Right now? If I'm being completely honest, right now I want to kiss you. And I know that's out of line and wrong of me, but you asked, and so... I'm not sure what we do. Are you all right? I guess I'm a bit out of breath myself. That was more intense than I'd imagined it'd be. No, you heard correctly. And I know I'm not alone in my having imagined us kissing. When I ran into you over the holiday break, I think I saw you for the first time. Really saw you. And I haven't been able to get you out of my mind since. Kiss me again. Please.
Hey, Mom. Have you seen... There you are. What are you two even doing in here?
I was getting her help with something from my realtor site. Just a few paragraphs I wanted her to go over. Did you need something?
Well, that's... weird. Anyway, if we're gonna head to Matt's, we need to get going. You really aren't coming? We haven't seen him in months, and the whole situation is so blown out of proportion. You know Matt...
I know I'm not listening to my daughter attempt to guilt her best friend into going to see someone she obviously doesn't want to see.
Mom, it's not like that.
That's what it sounds like.
And if you pay attention to her body language, I think you'd realize she's uncomfortable.
Whatever. If you want to stay here and play writer with my mother, then fine. She can give you a ride home. I'm out.
Morgan Olivia Davis. You're an adult, and so I will not demand you apologize. But you have to take better care with your words.
Fine. Can I go now?
Go. Are you all right? I can tell you're upset. I don't know the whole story with Matt and his friends, but I can tell when you two are at odds with one another. Morgan is a lot of things, but mean usually isn't one of them. Come here. No pressure in regard to what happened a moment ago. Just let me hold you for a minute, all right? You look like you could use a good hug, and I have two arms ready and waiting for you. It's all right. I've got you. We don't have to talk about any of it, okay? I can just hold you and be here for you. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? Those sore muscles after a good workout are both a blessing and a curse. You have a massive knot on your back, by the way. I felt it when I first hugged you. I'd assumed you were just tense, but this simply won't do. Would it be okay if I helped work out a few of your knots? Good memory, sweetheart. I ended up getting certified when Morgan tore a meniscus playing softball. I actually still have the massage table and everything. No, you just stand there and be your adorable self. I'll get everything set up. Actually, and I know this may sound opportunistic, all things considered, but I'm going to need you to take off your shirt so I can get to your back properly. Here's a towel so you can cover up if that helps you feel more at ease. Bra off as well, please. Up you go. I'm just going to uncover your back like this. I know how cold massage oil can be right from the bottle, so I'll warm it up in my hands for a second. You doing okay? I know it's a little tense, but you have to relax, sweetheart. Is the pressure all right? I want to help and not add to your muscle strain. Feels like you've had this knot for a while. You hold your tension in your shoulders from the looks of it. And it would seem you have so much tension, it is settled right here. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to have stopped here between your shoulder blades. If I let my fingers roam a bit further down, I'm sure I'll find a series of knots right here, in your L4 and L5. I think these shorts are gonna have to go as well, honey. I can help you, if you don't mind. Damn. Oh, nothing. I was just... Do you want me to be honest? I was marveling at your body. In a very good way. You're a work of art and you don't even know it yet. It's all right, baby. I've got you. You're in good hands, and you trust me, don't you? If at any point you want me to stop, I will. If this is something you don't want. If my hands running down and cupping your ass like this is too much, or my lips along your spine is more than you're ready for, I'll take you home, and there will be no hard feelings. I appreciate you taking off those panties for me. But it's going to be hard for me to give you a massage if you're laying on your back. Your skin is so fucking soft. And these nipples. What a good girl you are. And how about this other perfect nipple? We wouldn't want one getting jealous of the other, now would we? I can take off my own shirt, silly girl. Right now, I just need to taste you. All of you. Actually, scoot up on the table a bit for me, baby. There we go. And I'll just... Much better. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. I was just about to taste you for the first time. Which I have to admit, I've longed for months now. Oh, no, you don't. You keep that wiggly little ass put and let Mommy get what she's been waiting for. I love the way you moan and whine as I swirl my tongue and take your clit into my mouth. And what if I take my fingers? And play with this dripping little entrance. Yes, baby. Grind against my fingers as I slip to inside of you. Oh my god, yes. Ride my fingers. You stay right there. Keep playing with that perfect pussy and I'll be right back. Hold on. Hey, Richard. No, I don't have our daughter with me. She went to a party or something with some friends from high school. Well, I have a friend here at the moment, so tonight really won't work. Richard, no. You can't just come by whenever you'd like. You know that by now. It's been 4 years since the divorce went through. Fine. Fine, I'll meet you in an hour. And where do you think you're going? Richard can wait if need be. Lay back down. Now. You know the best part of this little magic vibrator? I can control it using my phone. From just about anywhere. So standing here over you, playing with your clit, or even from here in my office, as you lay in your bed at home. Oh, she likes that idea, don't you, baby doll? Moaning and crying out in your bed while I'm here at home. Out of my sight, but still within my control. Just how you like it. That's it, baby. Let yourself go. That's it. My fingers on your clit. Your nipple in my mouth. Flicking and swirling. Biting. Playing with you just the way you like it. The way you need me. I can tell you're getting close. I want to hear you come for me. I need it. That's it, baby. Come for me, sweet girl. Come for mommy. Right. Fucking. Now. No. No, no, no. Leave it in for me, baby. Leave it inside of you and come here. I suppose I have to cut our playtime short tonight, sweetheart. Hey, don't do that. I want you more than you know. I want to let you have free rein and control of every part of me. But sometimes, we have to wait for what we want. How about this? You keep that toy with you, and later tonight, I'll text you and give you instructions. A little remote playtime, if you will. And if you're a good girl for me, I might even call and let you hear how worked up you get me. Deal. That's my perfect girl. Now, get your cute ass dress so I can drive you home. Hurry up, pretty girl.